Podcasters love regular listeners, and regular listeners love their podcasts. Dependability on both sides has been a driving and differentiating factor for podcasting. But is that still a good thing? Hello and welcome to another Podcast Pontifications with me, Eva Otera. Okay, I promise this is about podcasting, but first, I got to talk about books and television series and movies, and then I'm going to talk about podcasting, I promise. See, in the last 15 months, I've read 13 different books. I read a lot of books. I mean, almost every night I read for 30 minutes to an hour, and when one book ends, I go get another book. You know, with millions of choices to read, there's never a time when I can't find anything to read. I also watch a lot of television shows. I mean, since I work from home, I tend to watch an episode of something when I'm on break for lunch. And when a series that I'm watching ends, I go get another TV series. With hundreds or maybe even thousands of shows to watch, there's never a time when I can't find anything I want to watch. I also watch a lot of movies, evenings, the weekend, and also between what I have on the numerous services that I subscribe to, and also finally now movie theaters, I have enough choices so that when I'm in the mood for the next movie I want to watch, there's never a time when I can't find another movie to watch. Now, this isn't an uncommon experience, at least not for those of us that live in developed nations. There's a lot of content, more content than any one person can hope to consume on their own. And yes, access can be and is an issue. A particular title that you might want to consume may not be in the libraries which you have access to. And yeah, search and discovery within those growing libraries of content is oftentimes a big mess. But still, we keep returning to those wells, actual libraries, marketplaces, streaming services, 40-screen cinema down the street. We lap up the content, all those different titles, all the time. Now, I read 15 different books in the last 15 months. Netflix says I watched 22 different series and 16 different movies. And Netflix is just one of the five subservices I've subscribed to. And if that sounds like a lot to you, it's really not all that different from the average. But it's a lot more consuming of titles than we see in podcasting. Why is that? I have a hypothesis. But first, every year, Edison Research puts out their Infinite Dial report. One of the data points presented in that report is the number of podcasts listened to by the people in the last week. Now, that number is right around 8 or 5, depending on how you want to count. And how you count is not important to this particular thing I'm trying to get to, so I'm just going to skip past it and not make you do any of the math. Actually, we might make you do some math, because if we take that 5 or that 8 and we extrapolate that weekly listening for the entire year, we get 260 or 416. Now, those are much bigger numbers than I just talked about for the books, television shows, and movies that I watch. But actually, it's not. Those big numbers are podcast episodes consumed, not specific podcast titles. And while serialized, self-contained podcasts are growing in popularity, there's no doubt that the episodic, ongoing podcast that is the same episodes, or actually different episodes, but the same type of content week after week, that's the norm. Or more frequently than that, I mean, look no further than this show. With nearly 600 episodes I've put out over the last 4.5 years, as an example, there's no break. It's generally accepted that you can count the number of podcasts the average person is actively listening to on one hand. And if most of those podcasts are episodic and ongoing, then there isn't really much room for them to listen to anything else. Episodic podcasts don't have the terminal nature of books, television series, or movies. They don't have a finite endpoint at which the listeners now have reached the conclusion and are then forced to hunt for something else to fill their time. No, not in podcasting. In podcasting, they just keep going. The shows just keep going. For months on end or years on end, And yeah, sure, many listeners are going to grow bored and drop out. Some are just going to dip in and out when they get what they need and they move on. But a lot won't. A lot will hang out and keep consuming that content, inhibiting their ability to find and discover new content because they don't really have the room for the new content. The churn rate is something businesses try to keep low. Podcasters, too, for obvious reasons. I mean, we want to keep our listeners. We want to grow our listener base. If we can give our people what they need with our show and then keep giving them that content so that they never have to leave us and go find something else, why not lock them in place? Now, if there's a point to this notion that would not leave my brain last night, so you get to deal with it today. Sorry about that. It's this. Podcasting is different from the other sorts of media we humans consume. The other forms, they've all adapted to provide their consumers a get this and then get this when you're done content fountain. Podcasting hasn't. Podcasting, at least for a very large segment of the podcast consumers, is really more about get this and never leave model. But I wonder for how long. Maybe we'll learn more about that when the next Infinite Dial by Edison Research comes out next week. And maybe that will show us some of the shifts in behavior consumers are having right now, which might cause us, the creators of that content, to also shift our assumptions and our behaviors as well. With that, I shall be back directly with yet another podcast, Pontifications. Cheers.
Podcast Pontifications is written and narrated by Evo Terra. He's on a mission to make podcasting better. Links to everything mentioned in today's episode are in the notes section of your podcast listening app. A written-to-be-read article based on today's episode is available at podcastpontifications.com, where you'll also find a video version and a corrected transcript, both created by Alley Press. Podcast Pontifications is a production of Simpler Media. Find out more at simpler.media.